Today's daf is Menachos Daf Kuf Vav. We left off, I think, on the top of Daf Kuf Vav Amin Aleph, and we are discussing the case in the Mishnah where the Mishnah had said that Pirashti Venir De Ma Pirashti Yadi Chameshlan, that if a person says, yes, I definitely committed to bring a Karban Mincha, but I don't remember which kind of Karban Mincha I committed to bring, so he brings all five types of Karbanos Mincha. So the Gemara had said we're speaking in a case that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shimon. First the Gemara said it's not going like Rabbi Shimon, then the Gemara said it could even be going like Rabbi Shimon, and the Gemara was discussing the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, who says that Mechza Chalus and Mechza Rekikin, that a person is allowed to bring a single Karban of half of the loaves made of Chalos and half of the loaves made of Rekikin, and we're trying to work out the details of, if he doesn't know what he was Mefarish to do, how he brings the Mechza Chalos and Mechza Rekikin. So we're holding three lines from the top of Daf Kuv Vav Amin Aleph. So says Gemara, Vayikam Mosar HaShemen, what are you going to do with the extra oil? Because that makes a difference if you were supposed to bring Chalos or Rekikin. If you look at Rashi, Mosar HaShemen, Amirim Perek Elam Menachos, Mincha Abba, Mechza Chalos, Mechza Rekikin, a Karban Mincha that's half Chalos and half Rekikin, Mevi Lug Shemen, the Chotzeu L'Chalos, Rekikin, that you should bring a Lug Shemen, split it between the Chalos and the Rekikin. The Chalos Bolulon, Umosheach, HaRekikin Al Pnei Kulon, the Shara Shemen Machzira L'Chalos, the Gabi Kula Rekikin Tanya L'El, Mehi Moshchan Kmin Ki, the Shara Shemen Nechal Kohanim. So when it's Mechza Chalos, Mechza Rekikin, there's one thing that you do with the oil. When it's all Rekikin, so then you are a Moshchan Kmin Ki, and the rest goes to the Kohanim. So what you do with the extra oil will be a difference if it's a carbon that's supposed to be completely Rekikin, or it's a carbon that's supposed to be partially Chalos and partially Rekikin. Because remember, we were talking about a case where he does two separate Karbanos, and he says that between the two of them, between the all Rekikin one and the all Chalos one, whatever ratio it was supposed to be, whether it's 5 and 5 or 8 and 9 or 8 and 2 or whatever it is, so that should cover whatever his Karban was supposed to be. So what are you going to do with the Mosar Shemen? So says Gemara, Vayikam Mosar Shemen Di'im Mechza Chalos Mechza Rekikin Amar Mosar Shemen Mechzir L'Chalos. If it's supposed to be Mechza Chalos Mechza Rekikin, well then the extra oil is supposed to be is supposed to go with the Chalos. Ikulu Rekikin Amar Mosar Shemen Echal Kohanim. And if it's supposed to be all Rekikin, well then the Mosar Shemen is supposed to go to the Kohanim. So what are we supposed to do with the Mosar Shemen? Says Gemara, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Ditanya Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Moshchen Kmin Ki, Umosar Hashem in Echal Kohanim. You put it on the loaf Kmin Ki, right, like in the shape of a key, of the Greek letter Ki, and then the extra oil goes to the Kohanim. Meaning that's what Rabbi Shimon Yehuda says you do when it's Mechza Chalos Mechza Rekikin. And therefore, what was our whole kasha? That if it's Mechza Chalos Mechza Rekikin, we said no, it's supposed to go for the Chalos, but no, not everyone agrees to that. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda's opinion is that even when it's Mechza Chalos Mechza Rekikin, still the rest goes to the Kohanim. So you do the same thing with it that you would do if it were Kula Rekikin. And therefore, we have no problems over here because we're assuming, like the Shita of Rabbi Shimon Yehuda, period. Now, says the Gemara, Amalir of Kanan the Ravashi, we had said in our Mishnah that if you said you committed to bring Karban Mincha, but you have no idea which kind of Karban Mincha you committed to bring, so you bring five types of Karban Mincha. So ask the Gemara, isn't there a sixth? Amar le Rav Kanan Ravashi, Va'ikal l'sfuka b'minchas nesachim. Why aren't we concerned that maybe what you meant is a minchas nesachim? And therefore, it shouldn't be enough to bring the five that are mentioned in the Torah. Dam Rava, Misnadiv adu minchas nesachim b'chol yom. Because after all, we do hold that minchas nesachim could be brought as a nedava, so maybe that is what the person intended to be misnadiv. A minchas nesachim is not something that's only brought as a chiyuv together with another carbon. It can be brought as a nedava as well. So why do we assume that the person did not mean to be misnadiv minchas nesachim? So the Gemara gives four answers to this, five answers to this question, rather. Number one, Kika Mistafkalei, Ba Beglal Yachid, Ba Beglal Tzibur Lo Mistafkalei. What do we have a suffix that he might have meant? things that are ba b'klal yachid, things that are only brought by a yachid, but things that are also brought by a tzibur, like a minchas nesachim, which is sometimes a chovas at tzibur, so we're not mesupak that maybe he meant that. We don't assume that he refers to things that are also ba b'klal tzibur. Also, second answer, kika mestapkalei, ba b'klal atzma. What do we assume he might have meant when he committed to bring a mincha? Something that's brought independently, but something that's brought together with a zevach, together with a karban, we don't assume that was included in his neder. Number three, kiko mestapkalei, tuna lavona, sheina tuna lavona lo mestapkalei. We only assume that his neder may have included those types of karbanos mincha that also require lavona. But a karban mincha that does not require lavona, like a mincha sesachim, is never even a havamina that was included in his neder. Number four, kika mestapkalei ba'a belug, ba'a b'shlosha lugin lo mestapkalei. What do we assume may have been included in his neder? Something that comes together with a single lug of shemen. But minchas nesachim can come with up to three lugin of shemen, depending on what kind of carbon is being brought with. With a par, it's brought with up to three lugin of shemen. So we don't assume when he committed to bring a mincha that he committed to bring something that could be brought with more than one lug of shemen. And finally, kika mestapkalei tu una kmitza, sheina tu una kmitza loka mestapkalei. What type of carbon mincha do we assume he may have meant? Only a karban mincha that requires kmitza. A mincha sesachim does not require kmitza. So therefore, when he says that he takes a neder to bring karban mincha, but he doesn't remember which kind of karban mincha he meant, he only brings the five. He does not bring a mincha sesachim as well. So the question is, are these all the chilukim? Is there any other chiluk between a minchas nesachim and the five korbanos mincha that are mentioned in the Torah? So there is another chiluk, and that is that all other menachos, there's no yayin. A minchas nesachim has yayin, so why don't we say that as well? That kika mestapkalei, a mincha that doesn't have yayin, but a mincha that has yayin is lo mestapkalei. So l'chora, this might be a raya for machlokas rishonim. There is a machlokas rishonim of persons misnadev a minchas nesachim, whether he also needs to bring yayin lenisuch. Is the din of yayin only a din when it's a chiyuv, when the minchas nesachim is a chiyuv, or is there a din that you bring yayin even when you volunteer, when a person is misnadev a minchas nesachim? Rashi on Kuf Dalaram Beis seems to imply in Dibra Maskel Midivrei, the Achronim are medayik, the Mikdash David and the Sfasemis are medayik, that you're supposed to bring yayin as well, even on when you're misnadev minchas nesachim. However, the Rambam seems to say that you don't bring yayin as well. You only bring solus and shemen. You don't bring yayin when you're misnadev minchas nesachim. So according to the Rambam, works out very well. According to the Rambam, we understand why the Gemara doesn't mention this chilek, because it's not a chilek. Meaning, just like a regular korban mincha doesn't have yayin, when you're misnadev minchas nesachim, it also doesn't have yayin. So it comes out very well that the Gemara never mentioned this chiluk. Sfasemis points out that even Rashi might hold like the Rambam. That which Rashi says, that you bring yayin also, that's because a minchas nesachim can't be brought without yayin. But that's not because a minchas nesachim can't be brought without yayin. Rather, it's because when you say that you're going to bring a minchas nesachim, you intend to say solas shemen v'yayin. But if you say beferish that you only want to with harei alai lavi solas and shemen the minchas nesachim, you don't need to bring yayin. Meaning yayin is not a definitive ingredient that must come along with every minchas nesachim, even when you're misnadev. It's just that minastam it comes along. So Rashi could also envision a case of a nedava of minchas nesachim that does not have yayin, and perhaps that's why the Gemara doesn't mention the chiluk. So at least according to the Rambam, it's 100% clear, and maybe even according to Rashi, why the Gemara does not mention that a minchas nesachim has yayin and a regular korban mincha doesn't have yayin. But either way, the Gemara does mention five chilukim between a minchas nesachim and a regular korban mincha. So the Chafetz Chaim just points out in the Likutei Halachos, why do I need five chilukim? Isn't a single chiluk good enough to tell me that the guy was not that the guy's neder did not include a minchas nesachim? So the Sfasemis suggests the chiddush that what the Gemara means to say is that the guy says, I remember bevadai that I was not noder a mincha that comes along with the zevach. So therefore, what the Gemara is telling us is, each of these answers is saying that each of these answers only works if the guy remembers that this was not included in his neder. The fact that there's a chiluk between minchas nesachim and other types of korban mincha alone doesn't mean anything, because if the guy says, I remember I took a neder to bring korban mincha, he might have meant minchas nesachim. Just because minchas nesachim has different characteristics is not a reason to say that he didn't mean a korban mincha. It's the Gemara is telling us that if he remembers dafka that he didn't want a mincha that's ba'al mazevach, he didn't want a mincha that's ba'al tzibur, he didn't want any of these 5 points. If he says he remembers dafka, that's when he doesn't have to bring a minchas nesachim. Otherwise, he would have to bring a minchas nesachim. That's a huge chiddush. The Rambam, when he quotes the halacha in our Mishnah in Ma'aser Karbanos Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Hey, the Rambam quotes the Mishnah exactly as we have it, and sounds like even if he doesn't remember anything, because he doesn't mention any qualification that you need to remember, even if he doesn't remember anything, he still doesn't have to bring a minchas nesachim. Because the Rambam apparently understands the Gemara that since these chilukim exist between minchas nesachim and a regular korban mincha, mistama we assume that he didn't mean minchas nesachim, like the pashut pshat in the Gemara. He doesn't have to remember that he dafka didn't intend to bring any of these things. So the Rambam is really the pashtus, just the simple explanation of the Gemara, that the fact that there are so many differences between minchas nesachim and regular korban mincha, mistama he didn't mean minchas nesachim. But he doesn't have to say, I specifically remember that I didn't mean this type of carbon or that type of carbon. Okay, so says the Gemara further now. Pirashti mincha shel asronim. So the Mishnah had said that if a guy says, I definitely specified a mincha of a certain amount of asronim, but I don't remember how many asronim I said I'm going to bring my korban mincha. So the Tanakhama says, okay, let him bring shishim asronim, and that will cover everything. Rebbe says, no, that doesn't cover everything. You have to bring 60 different korbanos, 60 different kelim, one with each number between 1 and 60. So you bring a korban with one isar, and a separate korban with two, a separate korban with three, all the way up until 60. That was the machlokas tanaim we had in our Mishnah. So says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Perashti mincha, the Bach just fixes up the language a little bit in the Gemara. If a guy says Pirashti mincha shel asronim v'kavati b'kli echad ve'ein yodea ma pirashti, I was definitely mefarish that I was going to bring a certain amount of asronim in a single kli. That's critical. He says I'm going to bring it dafka, the whole carbon, in a single kli. The carbon is not going to be split amongst different kelim, but I don't remember how much I said I'm going to bring. Yavi mincha shel shishim asronim divrei chachamim. The chacham say, good, let him bring a mincha of shishim esronim, of 60 esronim. Rebbe Omer, yavi menacha shel esrim me'echad shel esronim, rather, me'echad v'ad shishim, shein elef u'shmona me'os u'shloshim. That what should he do? He should bring menachos, various karbanos mincha, of various numbers of esronim, between 1 and 60, until he has a total of how many esronim? 1,830 esronim. Because that's how you do the math. If you bring 60 separate karbanos mincha, with every number between 1 and 60, that's the number that you're gonna end up having. Tosos just does the mathematical equation for us. Tosos Sheinel Vishman Meir Shloshim Ketzad Kach Biyadcha Me'echad Ve'Achishim V'Tzarif Tchilas L'Sof and Ada Emtza Kigon Echad V'Shishim Heim Samach Aleph Shnayim V'Nun Tes Heim Samach Aleph V'Shalosh V'Nun Ches Heim Samach Aleph Kein Timna Ad Shloshim V'Shloshim V'Shloshim Echad Nami. So he does a whole mathematical equation. I forgot it already. But he does all how you figure out 1,830 when you have every number between 1 and 60. So that's what you have to bring according to Rebbe. So pirashti ve'en yodeh ma pirashti ve'ezumen pirashti ve'en yodeh kami pirashti. But let's say the guy says, not only did I say I'm going to bring a korban of esronim and I don't remember how many esronim I said I was going to bring with kli, what if he says I don't even remember what type of korban minchah was supposed to be? Which of the five types of menachos it was supposed to be, plus I don't remember how many astronim it was supposed to be. So then Yavi Chamish Menachos Shal Shishim Shishim Astronim Shein Shalosh Meos Divrei Chachamim. The Chachamim are going to say you got to bring all five types with 60 astronim in each of each. So bring 60 astronim of each type, five different karbanos. That's a total of 300 astronim. Sounds reasonable. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Lishitaso, that no, you don't cover every amount of Esronim with one big carbon of 60. You're going to have to bring 60 separate ones for each of the five types. Yavi, Chamesh Menachos, Shel Shishim Esronim, Echad V'ad Shishim, Shehin Tisha Alafim, Umeya V'chamishim. You're going to end up bringing 9,150 Esronim, because you have to take each of the five types, and of each of the five types, you need to bring 60 Karbanos of Esronim, with every number between 1 and 60. So that is the fundamental machlok between Rabbi and the Chacham. When you say you don't know how many Esronim you have to bring, so does one carbon of 60 Esronim cover everything, or do you have to bring every number between 1 and 60? So the Gemara wants to know, b'maykum iflugi, what is the root of the machlokes between Rabbi and the Chacham? So between here and the Mishnah that appears in Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to have five suggestions of what in fact Rabbi and the Chachamim are arguing about. Five different possibilities. It's going to reject one along the way. Possibility number three is going to get rejected, so it'll be four that are standing at the end, but in total the Gemara is going to suggest five possibilities of what they're arguing about. So possibility number one, what are they arguing about? Amr of Chista, b'mutu lahachnas chulun la'azara kamiflugi. They're arguing whether you're allowed to bring chulun in the azara. Rebbe Savar asal lahachnas chulun la'azara. Rabbanan Savri mutu lahachnas chulun la'azara. You're definitely not allowed to be shochet chulun ba'azara. Are you allowed to be machnas? Can you bring flour that's chulun into the azara? So Rebbe says no, and the Chum say yes. So how does that work out? How is that the machlokas? So the assumption is that what the Rabbanan are suggesting that you do is you bring a carbon of 60 Esronim, and you say that whatever, I don't know how much I was Minadev to bring. I don't know if I was supposed to bring 1 Esaron, 10 Esronim, 30 Esronim. Whatever I was supposed to bring as my carbon, that should be my carbon. And whatever, however many Esronim are left after that, let that just be Chulin. The Rabbanan, according to Rav Chista, the Rabbanan would not say that whatever I was chayev to bring, that's my carbon that I was chayev to bring. And whatever is extra, that's going to be a nedava. Because the Rabbanan would hold you can definitely not mix a nedava and a chiyuv in the same kli. That you can't do. Chulin, that you can do. Chulin and Yechiyev, that you can mix in the same kli. So the Rabbanan are saying, bring one big kli with 60 Esrogim, let that be, let that cover whatever amount your carbon was supposed to be, is included in the 60, and the remainder amount is going to be Stam Chulin, and you're allowed to bring Chulin to the Azara, that's okay. Rebbe would say, no, you can't do that. You're not allowed to bring Chulin into the Azara. So what you need to do is bring 60 different karbanos with every possible amount. Say one of these karbanos is my nedava. It's what I said I was going to bring. Is my neder. It's what I said I was going to bring. The rest are stam and nedava. The rest are new karbanos of nedava that I'm volunteering right now. Why can't I just bring one thing of 60 like the Rabbanan said? Because Rebbe holds you can't bring chulin into the Azara. Rebbe also agrees to the Rabbanan that you can't mix the neder and nedava in the same kli. You can't mix your chiyuv of neder and any sort of new nedava in the same kli. If you want to bring nedava, it has to be in a separate kli. So Rebbe says you got to do 1 through 60. Whichever one is the right one, that's your neder. Everything else is a nedava. That's the machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan, whether you're allowed to bring chulin into the Azara. Now, Chaznish wonders, we had a Gemara much earlier in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, that if you're marbe b'shemen or marbe b'soles, you pasul your carbon mincha. So even shemen and soles of chulin pasul your carbon mincha. So why isn't this carbon mincha becoming pasul by the fact that it has more shemen and more soles of chulin that it's not supposed to have? Meaning, according to the Rabbanan, that what you're doing over here is you're taking 60 astronim and you're saying, okay, maybe I was only supposed to bring 32 astronim, then the other 28 are chulin. According to the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph, that should pasul your carbon. So what's going on over here? So the Chaznish explains that you see from this Gemara, it's not against the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph. What you see from this Gemara is that only if you're marba b'solas and not marba b'shemen, or marba b'shemen and not marba b'solas, that's when we say apostles of Karma Mincha. When you mess up the ratios, but if you keep it equivalent, the Shemin and the Soles, the ratio of the Shemin and the Soles stays proper, even though much of it may be chulin, that does not ruin your carbon. That's what's going on in our Gemara. Now, the Ola Shlomo raises the following question. How is one mekayim the mitzvah of Eser Chalos when you have a mincha that has chulin mixed in with it? Shouldn't you be choshesh that many of the chalos are purely chulin? That a lot of these chalos have no element of kodesh in them at all? That they're purely chulin chalos? So how does one mekayim the mitzvah of bringing Eser Chalos? So he writes that you have to assume yesh bila, some variation of the shita of yesh bila, that when things get mixed, they get mixed entirely, and therefore every piece of challah has a proper division of chulin and kodesh. So you're not going to have any challah that's purely chulin. So within your eser chalos, every single one has kodesh. Even if generally you hold ein bila, but by things like yayin, shemen, liquids, we generally assume yesh bila, and kemach has a din of liquids. Kemach, we assume, gets mixed in very, very well together. So we could assume that the ten chalos definitely have kodesh in them. That's how the Ola Shlomo suggests. The Ola Shlomo also raises another question. Even if you want to say that every single challah has some kodesh in it, but we have no idea how much of this korban, according to the Rabbanim, that you take 60 esronim, one isaron might be your chiyuv, and the other 59 might be chulin. We have no idea what the ratio is. So the Ola Shlomo asks the obvious question, what about bittul barov? Shouldn't we assume that the chulin is mevatel the kodesh barov, and therefore you have nothing? Because it's become batel barov, it's because min b'mino, mina Torah is batel barov, right? Even if you say min b'mino ain't a batel, that's only a din midrabanan that min b'mino is ain't a batel. There's svara to that din midrabanan that min b'mino is ain't a batel. The svara, the Ran explains Maseches Nedarim, that when you say that the whole idea of bittel is that two things of competing characteristics, the majority overwhelms the minority. The characteristics of the majority overwhelms the minority. When it's min b'mino, when it's two of the same, so then there's no competing characteristics where one overwhelms the other. Adrabah, they only enhance the other. L'mashal, if you have a drop of milk that falls into a big pot of chicken soup, you can't detect the milk. The qualities and characteristics of the milk have been overwhelmed by the chicken soup. But if you have a little bit of chicken soup that falls into chicken soup, so adrabah, the more you have, the more flavor it gives, the more that it enhances each other. So there is svara to it, but midah raisa, it's not true. Midah raisa, even min b'mino is batal barov. So how on a dah raisa level does this work? What happened to the din of bittel? So the Ola Shlomo suggests a tremendous chiddush. The Mordechai at the end of Maseches Chulin has the following chiddush, that when do we say that there's bittel? That's only something that was usser and then got mixed. But if something became usser after it was already bita'aroves, then you wouldn't say the din of bittel. Then the whole din of bittel wouldn't be shaykh. Something that's mu'urav mitchilas briyaso, it's not shaykh a din of bittel. And the Mordechai uses that to explain why it is that the Gemara in Yevama Staf Kofhei says that when the Yevama spits, that when she's doing chalitza, let's say she spits dam. So the Gemara says chalitzasuk sheira, because it's efshar that she spit dam and there's not a little bit of saliva in there. There must be some saliva in there. So Mordechai says, yeah, there might be some saliva in there, but isn't the saliva batel in the dam? So he says, no, it's mu'urav mitchilas briyaso. When it came out of her mouth, it was already mu'urav, and therefore we don't say a din of bittel. He also uses it to explain the Gemara Maseches Nida, daf chav bezam and aleph. The Gemara Nida says, shichva zera is mitame. When you have actual shichva zera, it's mitame, because it can't be shichva zera v'zav, is mitame, because it can't be that you have shichva zera without tzuchei ziva, without little pieces of ziva, little drops of ziva in it. Granted, you might have little drops of ziva in it, but isn't the ziva batel in the majority of shichva zera? Mordechai says no, because when it came out, it was already b'taroves, and anything that's already a pre-existing taroves before the yisr begins, you're not going to have a din of bittel. So that's so the achronim explain that the Mordechai means to say that anytime the tchilas yisr is nolad in the taroves, a rov is not mevatel. So over here also, the kedushas mincha was chal in a taroves of chulin, after you already mixed all 60 esronim together. Memela, there's not going to be a din of bittul barov. Okay, but all that was the first explanation of what the machlokas is in our Mishnah between the Rabbanan and Rebbe. There are going to be four more explanations. So explanation number two, Rava Amar, Not everyone would say that you're not allowed to bring chulin into the azara. So when you bring, when the rabbanim say you bring a carbon of 60 asronim, it's not whatever you had your neder of plus chulin. That's not what you're doing. Over here, they're arguing whether you're allowed to mix a carbon chov and a carbon nedava in the same kli. The rabbanim hold you are. Rabbanim savri mutar la'ariv chov v'nedava. So the rabbanim say you bring 60 asronim in a kli, and if you were supposed to have whatever 20 esronim, so those 20 esronim are yechova, and the other 40 are in nedava, and they're allowed to be mixed in the same kli. That's fine. V'Rebbe savar asur la'ariv chova v'nedava, and Rebbe says no, you're not allowed to mix a chova and a nedava together, and that's why you need to bring 60 separate kelim, each with different amounts of the carbon. So Amalei Abayi l'Rava, Abayi says to Rava l'Rabbanan, Damri mutar la'ariv chova v'nedava, habin shnei kmatzim. According to the Rabbanan, that you actually have two separate carbonos in the kli. You might have two separate carbonos in the kli, unless if your original neder was not for 60, it was for any number other than 60, you have two separate carbonos in the kli. You have your original neder, and you have whatever you're giving as a nedava, so two separate carbonos need two separate kmitzos. So shouldn't you have to do a second kmitza? So says Gemara, the kmitz, father kmitz. Yeah, you do. You do two kmitzos. So I vaka kmitz mechova nedava minedava achova. But wait a second, when you do the kmitza, it's all mixed together. So aren't you taking as part of your kmitza from the flour that's part of your chiyuv to cover the nedava, and from the nedava to cover the chiyuv? So says Gemara, to tell you lebedas kohen, damar kol hecha demati yada de kohen hashta chova ulubesof nedava. So now the assumption is that you are tolin the das of the kohen, meaning you're assuming that when the kohen takes the first kmitza, so good, let that kmitza be completely whatever the kohen is taking, that will all be flour from the chiyuv, and when he takes second kmitza, that will all be flour from the nedavas. So you don't have to worry that within his komet there's a mixture of both. So there's a discussion in the Achronim. The Chazanish says this is what we call breira, that you're assuming that even though you don't know exactly which grains of flour the Kohen is going to be taking, once he takes them, you say, okay, it's Huvra Adavar L'Mafreya, that all of those grains of flour were part of the Chova. And when he takes another Kemitza, you say, it's Huvra Adavar L'Mafreya, that all of those grains of flour were part of the Nedava. The problem is, Yol HaShlomo just raised the problem, that it can't be Midin Breira, because we Paskin, in several places, Beitz Daflam Ches, we paskin that we don't rely on Breira for Dinim Daraisa. We only rely on Breira for Dinim Darabanan. So you have to say that by the Kemitza, it's really totally Bedas of the Kohen, that the Kohen has the right to be Koveya Alpidaito, what the status of his Kometz is, whether which carbon it actually belongs to. But it's not relying on Breira that it's Huvar Adavar L'Mafreya. Okay, but either way, Frek the Gemara Vakturi Hechem. Good, so now you have your two kmitzos. How are you going to burn the kmitza? Liktim nedava bereisha, liktim nedava bereisha, to chove hechi mikdala, dilma kula chovehi. If you're going to be makter the nedava kmitza first, well then how are you ever going to be able to be makter the chova? Dilma kula chovehi, v'chasvelu shirayim. We have to remember there's still a possibility that you were chayiv to bring all 60 esronim, and that there weren't supposed to be two kmitzos. So if the whole thing was supposed to be a chova, so by taking a second kmitza of nedava, you are now chaser from the shirayim. There were supposed to be a full shirayim. The whole, everything that was left after the first kmitza was supposed to be the shiare chova, and now you're chaser from the shirayim. And what's the rule? Anytime you have the shirayim missing anything in between the kmitza and the akhtara, ain makdir kometa lehen. You're not allowed to be makdir kmitza on them, so you're not going to be able to be makdir the kometz of the chova. Okay, so maybe we could do the opposite. Liktar chova breisha, burn the kmitz of the chova first. But then says Gemara, de nedava echi makdila. Then how are you going to be able to be makdir the kometz of nedava? V'dil makula chova. He, maybe the whole thing was a carbon chova. V'kol shumi menu li'ishim areu b'bal saktiru. And anything that part of it went to the fire, you're not allowed to go and burn. So when you took the kometz, the first kometz, so then it's kol masha b'kiru, everything that's left is shirayim. And when you then go take the kometz of nedava and you're makdir it, it's like you're being makdir shirayim. So anything that you took from the shirayim and you went and you were makdir it, you're not going to then be able to be makdir anything else. So says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Bered Rabbi Shim Ben Pazi, Demasik Luhu L'Shum Eitzim. Now, that really, we're talking about that you took the Chova and you were makdir the Chova first. You were makdir the Komets of the Chova first. we were worried that maybe the rest is shirayim, and therefore there's an isra of bal taktiru since the rest is shirayim. No, you take the nedava and you're makter that l'shem eitzim. You're allowed to be makter it as eitzim. Ukrablazer detanya blazer omer l'reich nichalchi atamala avol atamala l'shem eitzim. The whole isra of being makter kol shem menu l'ishim is only being makter it as a reich nichalach. But you want to be makter it l'shem eitzim because on tate you could go and be makter it l'shem eitzim. So that's what we're assuming. So that is miyashev, the second way of understanding this machlokas, that everyone holds that it's also to be makter l'shem nazara, and the machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Shimonism is whether you're allowed to mix your chiyuv and a nedava in the same kli. So says the Gemara, but wait a second. Once, by being miyashev, answer number two, this second explanation, we have to anyway rely on Rebbe Lazar's idea that you could be makter l'shem eitzim. Maybe they're just arguing about that. Maybe everyone agrees you're allowed to mix a chiyuv and a nedava, and they're just arguing whether you could be makter l'shem eitzim. So they're arguing whether it's a possibility, whether you can make the two kamatzim and haktaris work. So there's possibility number three, the Ravashi Dilma, kuliyama mutalari chava b'nedava. Maybe everyone holds you're allowed to be ma'ari v'chava nedava. Vachav b'di Rabbi Lazar k'mifli. Over here, they're just arguing with Rabbi Lazar. The Rabbanan islu the Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Leslie the Rabbi Lazar. The Rabbanan hold of Rabbi Lazar, and therefore say it's feasible to put all 60 astronomim in one kli and be maktir two kamatzim, and that's going to be fine because the one of them is brought l'shem eitzim. And Rebbe says that's an impossibility because you're not allowed to be makter l'shem eitzim. He doesn't hold of that whole concept of Rebbe Eliezer. So Amar Lei Isal Gadai Tuch L'Rebbe Mutar La'ariv Chov Ben Dava Ud Rebbe Lazar Lesle. Wait, if you're going to say that Rebbe holds you're allowed to mix a chov and a dava, and it's just that he doesn't hold of Rebbe Lazar, so then there's another eitzah. So you don't have to bring 60 separate karbanos. Efter Demaisi Shisen B'chad Mana V'chad B'chad Mana U'Magalu V'Kametz. What you could have then done is brought two karbanos, one of 60 and one of one, and taken two, and had them touch each other, and take two kamitzos, one from the 60 and one from the one, and that would solve all the world's problems. You wouldn't then have to rely on Rabbi Eliezer, and you would cover your bases because whatever number of astronomy you were chayv to bring is included in the 60. You're allowed to mix that with the nedava, so that would have solved everything. So it can't be that that's the sheet of Rabbi. It must be that Rabbi holds you're not allowed to be ma'arev the chova with a nedava. So that's what I mentioned before. Possibility number three is rejected. Possibilities 1, 2, 4, and 5 we keep. So possibility number four, what are they arguing about? Rav Amar D'Kuli Alma Mutar La'ariv Chova B'Nedava. Everyone really holds you're allowed to be Ma'ariv Chova B'Nedava. U'D'Kuli Alma Islu D'Rabbi Eliezer. And everyone holds of Rabbi Eliezer that you're allowed to be Makter L'Shem Eitzim. V'Hachav B'Plukti D'Rabbi Eliezer V'Nyakov Rabbanu Kamifugi. They're arguing over here about, depending on the numbers of Esronim, do you also need to adjust the numbers of Lugin of Shemen? T'tanan Afilu Mincha Shal Samech Yisaron Nosin L'Samech Lug. Tanakama says that if you have a mincha that has 60 astronim of flour, well then it needs 60 lug of shemen as well. Rabbi Lozer ben Yaakov omer afilu mincha shel shish misaron ein la elu luga. Whereas Rabbi Lozer ben Yaakov says even if you have a mincha of shish misaron, still only one lug of shemen. Shnemer le mincha v'lug shemen. We had this machlokas many times already. So Rabbanan savri k'rabbanan. So the Rabbanan who say that you could bring one big carbon of 60 astronim will say like the shita of the Rabbanan darmi samach lug v'kol chad v'chad Saron Luga Kashakil, that you bring 60 Lug of Shemen together with the 60 Saron of flour, so each Isaron has its own Lug of flour. V'Rebbe Savak Rav Lazar ben Yaakov Damar Ein Lo Elu Luga. But Rebbe holds that no matter how big your carbon is, it can only have one Lug of Shemen. V'lo Yadinan Ichad Minchahi Desagila B'chad Lug Ishtei Menachos and Debin Shnei Lugin. But you have no idea how many carbonos Mincha you have in that Kli. Meaning, if we're assuming that the Rabban Eitzel would be good to bring all 60 astronim in one kli, and if I was only chayv to bring 22 isarons, so then the other 38 should be in nedava. Well, if that's the case, then you have 22 isaron of chova and 38 of nedava. But maybe you were chayv to bring 60 isaron, so then you only have one karban. So there's a big nafkamina whether there's one carbon in the kli or two carbonas in the kli. According to Rebbe, if he's assuming like the sheet of Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov that it's always one lug of shemen for a carbon, no matter how big the carbon is, well, if the carbon is 60 sarin and it's all one carbon, then you only get one lug of shemen. If the carbon is any other number between 1 and 59, well, then you have two carbonas mixed in the kli because the remainder is in a dava, and therefore you should have required two lug of shemen. So therefore, you're in trouble, according to Rebbe. That's why Rebbe says you can't bring it all together in one kli. That is explanation number 4 of the machlokes. Explanation number 5, final explanation. Ravash yamar bekatan vevi gadol kemifugi. They're arguing about if you were minadev to bring a if you took a neder rather to bring a small carbon and you bring a large carbon, whether that's okay. Rabbanan tzavri katan vevi gadol yatsa, meaning it's not a mixture of different carbonos. No one holds it's a mixture of different carbonos when you bring 60 in a single kli. No, it's that if your neder was to bring any number between 1 and 60, yesh b'chal masayimana. So if I bring a bigger one than I was supposed to bring, great, I brought even better. But it's not that, no, if I was supposed to bring exactly 30, so then it's exactly 30, and the other 30 are in a doven. No, that's not what we're saying. I'm bringing the whole 60 as my chiyuv. Aye, it's bigger than it was supposed to be. Good. Rabbanan, all that's good. You're allowed to bring bigger. You're just not allowed to bring smaller. Rabbanan Savri Katan Rebbe Gadol Yatza. Rebbe Savri Lo Yatza. Rebbe Yelz, you can't bring bigger. But maybe they all agree that you're not allowed to mix a Nedava with a Chiyuv. But that's not what you're doing. You're not mixing a Nedava with a Chiyuv. You're just bringing a larger carbon. So frankly, Marva, Fligaba Chadazimna. But didn't they argue about this already once when it came to actual Zevach Karbanos? Can you bring a bigger animal than you were supposed to bring? Titznan Katan Vevi Gadol Yatza. Rebbe Omer Lo Yatza, they had this machlokas already. So says Gemara Tzricha, no, we need to be told this machlokas both when it comes to an animal as well as when it comes to menachos. If Rabban only told me their shita that you're allowed to bring bigger when it comes to carbon mincha, I would say yeah, because when you're maktir the komets on the mizbeach, it doesn't matter how big the carbon originally was. A komets is a komets. You're maktir the same amount on the mizbeach, but when it comes to an animal, there are bigger emurin that you're going to end up being makter on the mizbech. Maybe the rabbanu wouldn't be so pleased with that. And had we only been told the machlokas when it comes to the animals, they become a rebbe. I would say that's where rebbe has a problem because you're being makter something bigger on the mizbech. But maybe when it's just a comet anyway, maybe rebbe will be molded to the rabbanan. That's why I need all the machlokas to be told in both the case of a zevach as well as the case of a mincha. Good, says the Mishnah. Harei alai eitzim. If a guy says, I take a neder to bring eitzim, lo yivchas mishnei gezirin. He has to bring two gezirei eitzim. He has to bring two blocks of wood. Lavona, if he says, I plan on bringing lavona, lo yivchas mikometz. He needs to bring at least a komet of lavona. Chamisha kmatzimim. There are five things that have a chiyuv of a komet. Number one, ha'omer alai lavona, lo yivchas mikometz. If you say you're going to bring a lavona, you can't bring any less than a komet. Number two, ha'menadiv mincha yavi yima komets lavona. If a person takes a nedava to bring karmin mincha, he's got to bring with it a komets of Lavona. Number three, a malas a komets b'chutz chayiv. If a person is mala komets, he's maktir komets outside of the azara, he's chayiv. Number four, shnei bazichin tun shnei kamatzin. Because the two bazichin on the sides of the lachem aparim that go on the shulchan each have a komets of Lavona. The two spoons that go full of Lavona that go on the shulchan together with the lachem aparim, each of them have a komets of Lavona. That's why it counts as the fourth and fifth din of komets, because there are two spoons. Now back to the previous topic of the Mishnah. What harei alai zav? A person just says, "I hereby declare that I'm going to bring gold." So how much gold do you bring? Lo yivchas midinar zav. You can't bring any less than a dinar. Kesef. You say you're going to bring kesef. Lo yivchas midinar kesef. You can't bring any less than a dinar of kesef. Nechoshes. You say you're going to bring nechoshes. Lo yivchas mi ma'a kesef. The amount of nechoshes you bring has to equal the value of a ma'a kesef. Notice it doesn't say just bring a pruta. So the Ritva writes that a pruta of nechoshes is so not chashuv, mistama, we have the right to assume that if a guy says he wants to bring a nechoshes, that he didn't mean a pruta, because who would donate that to the Beis HaMikdash? Pirashti ve'inu yodea ma pirashti. What if he says, I know I committed some amount of money, but I have no idea what amount of money I committed. So now what does he do? So every money, all the money he makes for the rest of his life, he's going to have to give to the Beis HaMikdash. Says where no. Yehimevi atchiyomer lo lekachnis gavanti. He brings a certain amount till he gets to a point where he could say, okay, I definitely didn't commit to more than that. I never in my life would have. He's got to get to a point where he's certain about that. Rav Elchanan Kovit Shiurim in Chelek Beis in the Kuntros de Reisov from Simon Hay raises the question: whatever happened to Motzi Mechaveru Alaf Haraya? Why don't we say Motzi Mechaveru Alaf Haraya? We don't know how much he committed to. So if Hekdish wants more out of him, you got to bring a raya that he owes more to Hekdish. So Rav Elchanan points out that when it comes to Hekdish, you're not considered a muchsaf. There's an interesting part in Hashkafa also. When it comes to monetary issues between you and your friend, you may be muchzuk in the money more than your friend is muchzuk in the money. But anything that exists in this world, la Hashem ha'aretzu meloa, everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not more muchzuk in your money than HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. So we're never going to say amotzi mechaveru alaf haraya when it comes to a commitment to Hekdish. The pashut answer, though, is that this is not an issue of motzi mechaveru. This is an issue of a mitzvah, of a chiv d'oraisa, that you took a neder to chiv d'oraisa to commit a certain amount of money. So it's savik d'oraisa l'chumra. That's really the Pashad answer. Okay, we'll pick up from the Gemara tomorrow. Let's show.